Today's this week's parasha is Chumash Vayikra. So, Vayikra, as you know, is the sefer of all the korbanos. And because it speaks about korbanos, it goes into other things. It speaks also about Tumah V'Tahara, impurity, right? And therefore it speaks about all different types of impurity, like Metzora and Zav and Zava, and all those sorts of things, and Yoledet. And the korbanos which is associated with them, and the korbanos which is associated with what? With the tzibu, with the chagim, and all those sorts of things. That's Chumash Vayikra. Okay, so since this is the parash of the korbanos, and I'm sure you've heard, I think you've already heard this from Rabbi Gershenfeld, that Breishis is Chochma, the Chochmata is Breishis, Breishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, then afterwards, you have Shmos, which is Bina, right? Because Bina is the lady, the birth of Klal Yisrael. Bina is the aim, the mother. That's the birth of Klal Yisrael. Breishis is the beginning, the Tchila, the Reishis. That's Simon Ovis, Maisa Ovis, Simon Lebonim, the actions of the Ovis. Everything in the Ovis is assigned to the children. Vayikra is therefore Sefer Das. Sefer Das. What's Das? Das ein kishui el das. Das is the midah of connection. So the concept of the korban, the concept of Sefer Vayikra, is the midah of das, the midah of connection. And that's basically what we're going to learn. We're going to learn that all korbanos, and you've heard this, I'm sure, all korbanos is the lashon of korban. Lashon is karov, right? Korban is lashon korov. Karov nun, korban. It's karov nun, right? What is karov nun? Nun is nun shari bina. You've heard of that? Like you have to Matan Torah, you have how many days? 50 days. Nun is Gematria 50. On Matan Torah, right? What was happening on Matan Torah? We got to the 50th level of purity. That's Nun Shari Bina. That's Kabbalah Satera. We got to the highest level that a human being can reach, which is Kabbalah Satera. That's the highest kirva to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban in Chumash, that kirva of Matan Torah was kirva lesha'a, was kirva for the moment. Right? It was Kedusha for the moment. There was the Chet HaEgel and the Kapara. We should have studied this before. The Kapara of the Chet HaEgel was the Mishkan. The Mishkan, what's the Hashra Shechina in the Mishkan? What's the Divine Presence in the Mishkan? That's the Shechina that was on Har Sinai, i.e. the place of, that's why the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what has the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That has the Aaron. The Aaron and the Kruvim. Shebeinehim, right? Last week's parasha, that's why there's a chibur to last week's parasha, is Vayikra, because last week's parasha explained how the call came down. The end of last week's parasha explained how the call came down and spoke to Moshe, Ki Anan Hashem ala Mishkan. That divine presence represents the divine presence of the Shechina, which was Yored and Har Sinai, i.e. the divine presence of the Torah. That's Shari Hanun, right? That's Nun Shari Bina. Yeah? You with me? Clear, everyone's clear so far?
Yes.
Questions. So all the connection Mishkan is to come back to that Mamad Har Sinai, and basically it's a kapara of the eagle. I explained that last week, why the Mishkan's kapara of the eagle and how it's a mituk adin of the din of the eagle. Right? I explained that last week. So now here it says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra with a small aleph. So I'm going to explain this very simply. Vayikra, it says Vayikra is Loshon Mikre, is Loshon of a happening. I.e., happening means Olam Kaminago Noheg. The world goes in its own way without, so to speak, a connection. This happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, right? There's no connection to our Creator. That's Vayikra. Vayikra, is, says Rashi, is Loshon Chiba. Loshon Chiba, when you say Loshon Chiba, a Loshon of endearment. When you have an endearment means connection. Vayikra is a lotion of connection. Connection to what? Connection to Aleph. Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph represents the Nun Shari Bina. Alufo Shel Olam represents Nun Shari Bina. So it's a connection of the Mikra in the world, the happenings in the world, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Okay, that's Vayikra. So that's what this Sefer is called, and that's why it's called Sefer Adas. The connection of the Mikra in the world, the happenings of a person's life, to Alufa Shul Olam, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nun Shara Bina, i.e. to Torah, right? That's Das. You want to clear about that? Okay, now.
Rabbi, so just to clarify.
Of course. So it says, the first korban we're going to learn about is going to be the Ola. And we'll go through each one and explain each one how, what they represent. So it says, that something is a klali. Dabel b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the Jewish people. V'amaltale, and you tell them, Adam ki yakriv, when he's makriv, he causes to bring close, mikem, from himself. So Rashi says, mikem means not minagezel. But there's also another way of understanding, mikem means from himself. What do you mean he brings a korban from himself? Korban la'ashem, it's a korban la'ashem. Okay? Yud kei vav kei is the midah of what? Rachamim. So the korban is to induce rachamim. Just as we say nowadays, what do we have instead of the korbanos? We have tefillah. Tefillah is rachamim. That's what the korban is there. The korban represents the midah of rachamim. Min ha behema. So the korban comes from behema, from an animal. Min ha baka, from like the an ox sort of thing. Min hatson, cow, yeah. Min hatson, from the sheep. Takrivu et korban chem. You should bring a korban. Right? So this is a general thing. Now, let's explain this here. Says the Ramban, says the Rekanti also, explains that when a person does a sin, where is the makor of that sin? The makor of every person's sin, nefesh ki techeta, the nefesh of a human being, the soul, the lower animalistic soul, is the place of his sin. Nefesh ki techeta, right? Always you find nefesh associated with sin, right? So the makor for a sin is in the nefesh behemis of a person. It's explained.
Makor is the source of the sin.
The sin, I'll explain that more. A person has a neshama gavoa, a high level neshama, and before a person sins, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, has rachmanus on us, has tremendous mercy on us. Because if a person sins chas v'shalom with all his neshama, then his pogem, he causes blemish to all his neshama. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his rachamim agmurim, what he does, before we even have the machshava to sin, whilst we're even in the rotzen, the desire to sin, he removes from us a higher level neshama, and therefore all that's left in a person, if his nefesh behemis, his nefesh, his animalistic soul, and with that he does his sin. So in order that his higher level soul doesn't get blemished. Right? You with me? Mm-hmm. So that's why it says, nefesh ki techeta. Clear? All right. Yeah. Now, how does, so the blemish in the person, the pagam in the person when he does a sin, is in his nefesh. It's still the higher aspect of himself. It's still his soul, but it's the lower aspect of his soul. And he also removed from himself the higher aspect of his soul, because if you're blemished in that, in whatever aspect of your lower nefesh, that aspect of your higher soul is removed from you. So now, that higher of your higher soul, which is called your neshama, that's what's associated with Nun Shara Bina. When we were at Har Sinai, what did we get? What did we got? We got the Gemara and Shabbos. We got Ketarim. We got those crowns. Remember? Naaseh v'nishma. Those Ketarim. Those Ketarim represent Chochma and Bina. That represents Nun Shara Bina. Right? That's those higher levels of soul are neshama and the chai, which is our Bina and the Chochma, right? Those aspects of our higher level soul are removed from us when a person sins, and that sin, which is pogim, and his nefesh behemis, his Chochma and Bina, which is associated with sin, is removed from him. So the korban, what does the korban want to do? The purpose of the korban is to remove that blemish and bring back the higher level soul to the person. That's the purpose of the korban. That's why korban. Kar of Nun. The Nun represents those Ketarim that we lost, Chochma Mabina, and it's bringing it back when we do this, right? So now, how does this fit in this Pasuk? So, how does a Korban do that? So we take a Korban Mikem. Why is a Korban Mikem? Because your Makriv, says the Ramban, when you bring this Korban, your Makriv Mikem. You makriv your nefesh abahamis that's in this korban. How the person's nefesh abahamis gets associated with this korban, we're going to see soon. But that's what the pasuk is saying. Yakriv mikem korban, your makriv from your nefesh abahamis, you're going to be ma'aleh this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to bring this back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be fixed. And when it's fixed and comes back to you fixed, then you will get your nefesh, your higher soul back to you, your chokhmah bin, your ktarim back to you. You with me? Make sense?
Yeah.
What's the wise?
Your neshama, when you do a sin, left you. It's not blemished. The only aspect of you that is blemished is your nefesh bahamis, your animalistic soul. Right? You with me? Mm-hmm. Your animalistic soul is blemished. So that is what your makriv in the korban. The nefesh bahamis, that's where you bring a behemah. Behemah has only a nefesh bahamis. It doesn't have higher level self. Right? Has a nefesh bahamis. Your makriv, the nefesh bahamis, which is against that specific chet, right? And by being makriv that, right? It's fixed. And when it's fixed, it comes back to you, fixed. And as soon as it's fixed, comes back to you. So now it's fitting for your soul to come back to the fixed nefesh bahamis. That's how it works. Yeah. So the five levels of souls, your nefesh bahamis, your animalistic soul, that gives a person chius. Right? That gives existence. A person existence. Yeah, he lives with that, he eats with that, he thinks with that, he's a homo sapiens with that. Whatever human being, he can be creative, he can think ideas, right? He has a certain kesher to his creator, just as an animal has a kesher with his creator. So a human being can have a kesher with his creator in the similar way, right? He can speak like a human being, but the higher level self, right, is from what's called his ruach, right? And his ruach is, now ruach is always with a person also, but that also leaves him when he does a sin. His ruach, right? His neshama is, I don't know how to explain this, you want to explain it in like modern terms? So if I explain it like a person, you know, a person has more bina, more intuition, more imagination, that comes from his neshama, right? And then his chokhmah is more his rationale, right? Ideally, when a person has his neshama and his chaya, which is his chokhmah, and they're together as it's supposed to be, right? So a person's imagination won't overtake him. Most of our feelings comes from bina salev, comes from our imagination. We overextenuate things. We get hurt and it lives with us. We extenuate. Or we desire things. All comes from there. Right. When it's fixed with our rationale, then a person doesn't overextend you. It's hurt for a moment. Okay, it hurt, finished, it went away. When a person lives with rationale, he doesn't live with his Yetzer Hara. When it's complete rationale, obviously we have bits of rationale, we don't live with complete rationale. And then you have what's called your Yechida. That's a representative of your unity with your Creator. Your inner Rotzen, your inner desire, that you become one with your creator. Now, with all these things and these binions, there's higher levels of inyan rotzens, right? If you want to explain it in Freud's sense, right? So, you know, it can be explained. But Freud spoke mainly about the nefesh bahamis. He didn't speak about the higher levels of self. Other people spoke about the higher levels of self. What he said wasn't wrong. I'm not saying he's right. Wasn't wrong if you put it in its right context. He extenuated certain things which were wrong, but conceptually there's a place for what he's saying in Chazal if you put it in the right place. But I'm not going to Freud now. An Ola, so you're bringing this Korban, which brings you back, and it's Lashem. Why Lashem? Because he said you need Midas HaRachamim. Mi'ikra Din. Chote, person does a sin, Yamut. You should be killed. You need rachamim. You need the midas of rachamim to be mematik the din. Now, to sweeten the din. So I explained to you last week what mituk din is, but most of you weren't here, so I'll go and explain it again. Mituk din means, when a person has din, means you do a vera, you get it. Mituk din means you sweeten it. How do you sweeten it? Right? So din is associated with something sour, and something sweet is mituk. We're going to explain that because it's related afterwards to different things. Melach, and we're going to explain differently. So now you need mituk adin. How do you do mituk adin? Mm-hmm. That means if someone can't be sober, you can't take a big punishment. Person chas v'shalom kills, his death penalty is killing, or right? We don't have beis hamikdash, so it's not such strong din because there's not such closeness in the world. Closeness is associated also with din when a person does an avera, so we don't have beis hamikdash. So a person has, if a person sins, what happens? He won't be killed, but he'll have a tsaros in his life. He'll have difficulties in life, which he can be sovel, which he can bear, and that will, little by little, be a kapara for his averus. So that's what mitukadin. Mitukadin doesn't mean you get rid of the din. Mitukadin means it's given to him in a way that he'll be able to makabel his din over a longer period of time. We're saying that was the concept of the mishkan, the mashkan. That was last week.
Right.
Okay. Right. Now, so it's saying. So we bring this from now. Says the Rekanti. Now I'm going to explain this. The Rekanti says these. We have what's called the Merkava. You know, heard of the Merkava? The Vyacheshka? The chariot, right? What does a chariot represent? It doesn't mean God rides a chariot. If you think of a human being driving a chariot, what does that mean? It means there's someone driving a chariot, and there's these animals leading the chariot. That means there's a driver, and there's these animals, so to speak, leading the chariot. That's what a Merkava means. That's what a chariot means. It means the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manhig this world is through his chariot. He's like sitting kivyachol, you know, to speak of Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a way. As if. We have to speak in a way that we can understand. If I speak to you in words, I speak to you in English. If I speak to you Chinese, you understand what I'm talking about, right? I can't speak in God's language. I have to speak in human terms that we can understand. Loshon HaKodesh is a Loshon Be'etzem in order to explain godly terms. So I have to explain to you, that's a kivyachol. Even if I was speaking in Loshon HaKodesh, right? Kivyachol, it means as if. We have to, you know, we have to bring it down. So the mashalim, when we speak about things, are real mashalim. The mashalim, if you understand the details of those mashalim, you understand actually the reality of, or aspects of that reality. So we have this chariot. This chariot represents the chayot, which are leading the chariot. Kivyachol, God's the one who's leading the chariot. It shows God's a manhik. He's the one who's, you know, when you're the rider of the chariot, how you call a manhig? You whip, but how do you call the person who's in charge? The driver. He's the driver, so to speak, of the world. The manhig of the world. The chariot, the chayot, those are representations of his hanhaga. Right. So there's now four types of aspects of the chariot. There's the shore, there's the ox, there's the eagle, there's the Aryeh, the lion, and there's Adam, man. Okay? So now, all of these four aspects are going to be expressed in the Korbanos. So the first one we're getting expressed, right? Because what happens, especially why are these expressed in the Korbanos? Because when a person does a sin, kiviyochol, he's makhish bepalmalia shomala. Kiviyochol, he's going against God's hanhaga in the world. He's going against God driving the world. Because now he's driving, because he's part of God's Hanhaga. He's the only person who has Bechira. So kivyachol, he can drive the world in a different way. So if he drives the world in a different way, that chariot, so to speak, lost its koach in whatever he did. Mm. So now, the first korbanos we will find is the korbanos of the behemah. Most of the korbanos are behemahs, right? That's poger b'koach hashor. All the korbanos of animals is the koach of the ox. Now, I'm not going to go into it in detail. This is a Rekanti explains. I'm not going to go into detail. I'm just going to give you the concept. That's why we have a behemah, right? An ox represents koach. You know, meat represents physicality, right? Mm-hmm. You can understand that. Okay. So now it says, so that we bring this oxen as korbanos. Most of the korbanos are going to be this. Now it goes. Now we're going to learn about the ola. What's an ola? What does an ola come for? Im ola korbano, min habaka zacha tamim yekribena. If the ola is your korban, has to be from the baka, has to be a male, tamim, complete, yekribena, you should be makrivit. El petach oel moed, you should bring it to the petach of the oel moed, yekrivoto, you bring it, you'll be makrivit, lirtsono, for a rotzen lifnei Hashem. That has to be a rotzen lifnei Hashem. Then it says, V'samach yado al rosh ha'ola, you place your hands on the head of the ola, v'nirtza lo l'kaper alav, and it will be nirtza, it will be a, how do you say nirtza, accepted, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pleasing acceptance l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So now, what is this smicha? I told you, I'd explain to you how we have the nefesh that was poger, the nefesh behemis of a person, how this was brought into the korban. So when you're somech on something, right? Smicha, just as when Moshe Rabbeinu was somech yadav on Yeshua, and he was ma'atzil, he gave mirucho from his ruach of nevuah to Yeshua. The concept of smicha is the concept of you're giving over of yourself, you're mashpia, you're influencing aspects of self to the thing that's below you. So when you're doing the smicha and the vidui on this korban, that nefesh behemis that's associated with you, that was chote, that influence of the nefesh behemis associates itself with the nefesh behemis of this animal, and then it's kiev yechol, you were the person, you're the person, your nefesh behemis there is nikrav. That's what the Ramban says. Just as we're shochet this animal, so it's kiev yechol, we're shochet the person himself. That's how midas hadin is accomplished. There's a concept of midas hadin here. The shechita, you shech this animal, now that your nefesh behemis is associated with the nefesh behemis of the korban, and now you shecht, right? So now, but so he explains. Rikant explains how all shechita, the shechita comes right against the arba mitzvos basin, or three of the mitzvos basin. Shechita, right? You want me to explain this?
Yeah.
Smicha is when you place your hands on the head of the korban, right? On the right, and you do vidui. And you mitvadeh, you do confession on the sins that were associated with it. So by doing that smicha, just as we said, the smicha of a Rav Tatam, and he's giving, like Moshe to Yeshua, gives over part of the Rav's, like with Moshe, which is nevuah over to Yeshua. The concept of smicha is we're passing over, so to speak. I'm somich, with all my koach, I'm somich, I'm giving over the influence of my nefesh behemis, which is associated with nefesh behemis of that korban, and now when I'm makriv the korban, I'm makriv mikem, I'm makriv my nefesh behemis. So when I'm shochet it, it's kilo chas v'shor, a person himself is being shochet. Right? Yeah. The korban that you're bringing will be associated with the chet. That means each behemah has a certain aspect to it and will be associated with the chet that you're doing. So therefore, the nefesh, the place where you were pogam in your nefesh behemah would be associated with this. We're going to explain why Ola soon, Bezar Hashem. Okay? You understand? Okay. So explain through Kanti. Im oba korbanot min abakar. Kfar amasti lecha sot ha-korbanot bekama mekomot. I explained it to you. The gam tzarich lichaven ha-makriv. The person who's makriv the korban has to have kavana. Shea korban ha-hu tmurato. It's instead of him. The gam tzarich lichaven ha-makriv. The person who's bringing the korban. Shea ha-korban ha-hu kena inyan. Mitchila lokecha behema. He takes the behema. U-mashlicha la-aret v'choska. He throws it to the ground with strength. V'dome b'nafsho k'ilu hishlich atzmo. It's as if he takes his soul and he throws it. V'kashemitvadeh, and when he does vidui, you know how you say confession, mode shechayev skila. He's mode that he's chayev skila on his avera. V'od shochet abahim, and then he shechs the animal. V'dome b'nafsho, and it's simant as if shochet atzmo. He's shechts himself. He shechts himself, right? You understand what that shechts himself means? U'mode shechayev herek. He's moded, he's chayev to be killed. V'chenek. Chenek is strangulation. Ki be'et sheshochet, the time that he shechs the animal. Tokif yado l'shchita, v'chon kama'at. He like pushes his hand in the shchita, and it like strangles the animal a little bit. But kifa, with hardness. Shehashchita shelo yishaya. So he doesn't wait with his shchita, because the psul shchita is yishaya, that you wait. He does it quickly, so it's like he's pushing with the shchita. That's like he's chonek the behemoth. So we're going to have all arba mitzvos based in here. Hare shchita, herek, v'chenek. All the four descendants. The vidui is the skila. The shchita is stoning. The shchita is the cherev, right?
Strangling?
No. The
sword.
The pressure of the shchita is the chenek, is the strangulation. V'acharechen sorfan. Afterwards, then you burn the korban. That's right. Sreifa. So you have arba mitzvos basin done to your nefesh behemis. That's where midas hadin is mitkayem. You understand? That's what he says. V'dome, huh?
The burning is the fourth death
penalty. Fourth death penalty. That's burning on the mizbeach.
Which is a
sreifa. Burning on the mizbeach. You burn the korban. V'dome benafsho kilu nisraf. And it says, if his soul, remember? Because the smicha brings his soul there, as if it was nisraf. Amodeshu chayev sreifa. Umitvadeh. And now, with his vidui, v'kodesh baruch hu makablo. But it only works with tshuva, right? Because it's all ki'ilu. So the tshuva is what's moshech this to the animal, and the vidu is what's moshech this to the animal, and then he has this kavanah as ki'ilu. Now, there's a very interesting thing here. I'll read this, but okay, it's not really. V'gam sarich ha-kohen, the kohen also has to see, b'shad zrikat adam, ha-ish va-ish ha-mitkaperim b'korban. He also has to see the person who's mitkaper in the korban, says the Rikanti. U'bavu sh'asu l'skel b'ish, it's forbidden for a person to look at a woman, right? The kohen, it's kodesh la-Hashem, he's not going to look at a woman. L'chein asu ha-kiyo b'marot tzatzavot. The kiyo, the, how do you say, the wash place. How do you call it? The wash basin. The wash, I don't know how you call it. The kiyo that was made with the mirrors of the women, right? Kisha kohen makriv korban nashim, when he's makriv the korban of the women, mistakel b'kiyo. He doesn't look directly at the woman. He looks at the kiyo, which was made up of these mirrors, right? It was copper, right? V'roeh bo pautzuf isha mevi'a korban. Yeah? Okay. That's it. Now, we're going to speak a little bit. Everyone understood that? Make sense? Everything's in diktuk, you understand? Everything in Chazal has a place and has a meaning. Chazal is very, very deep, yeah?
So those four processes that a soul goes through?
Yeah.
They represent
Arba Mitzvot Beisin.
Different ways of purifying that soul?
Yeah. No, killing. The Nefesh of Ahem is in order for Mitkaper. Just we have Misa, there's Mitzvot Beisin. There's four ways of Mitzvot Beisin, so that's where Mitzvot Din comes in. That's where the midah of Hasidin, strict justice comes in. It's right? So it brings on that midah Hasidin. Clear?
Yeah.
Everyone, you understand? It's understood what I said? Make sense? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to explain the Ola. Now, why is the Ola the way it is? Right? This is very interesting. So the Ola is here to, says Chazal, is mitkaper. On what? On Hirvu Halev. It turns for what? On thoughts, bad thoughts, right? Because the Ola is a matana. The Ola is it's like a present, like a pius. It's bringing you close. You don't really. And on a lav shenite klase. On a lav, and a negative comment that you can redo it, you can be atoned for it by doing the ase. For example, I'll give you a lav nitsa klase. Person steals, right? So if a person steals, gezel is a lav hanita klase. So you steal an object from someone, you return it. So the ase of returning, the lav is lo tigzov, and the ase, the positive commandment is hashev teshevet, right? Asher gazel. You return the object that you stole. So now, if I stole from someone and I return it, what problems do I have? I have to apologize to the person for causing. So what's the problems left with me? The only problem in that aveira is my machshava. The machshava, my original machshava that I stole. My thought. The maisa I was fixing by returning it. So all lav nitek la'ase, the maisa is fixed by returning it. So all lav nitek la'ase, that's why lav nitek la'ase, what you're fixing in the lav nitek la'ase is the machshava. So it's also part of the concept of hirhur halev. So that's why it's only a pius, right? Because in machshava, really, machshava requires kapara, but it's not something you have to bring a korban. A korban you have to bring on nefesh bahamis, right? So machshava is a much higher level of nefesh bahamis. So since it's a much higher level of nefesh bahamis, it's called an ola. Ola means there's two. Ola means it goes up, right? Ola means goes up. And why is it kulo kalil? It all has to be burnt. Different from other korbanos, and it's cool, and it has, and an ola only comes from a male offering. So let me explain why. All these things will explain why. Male zachar, the Gemara in Baba Basra says zachar, right? It says zeichet amalek. One of the rabbis there taught his talmidim zachar amalek because they only kill the males. So you see, there's association with zachar, remember, and zachar, a male. Zachar means memory. Remember, right? It's a machshava. A male always represents potency. Machshava is potency. It's the higher level. So therefore, The korban of an ola represents in a zakha, in potency, represents the potency of a person, the machshava of a person. So therefore, that's why the korban ola has to be a zakha. You understand? It's metaking the zichrus of a person's avera, the male of a person's avera. We're going to see a chattis is in a keva, it's associated with din. The keva is associated with din, and that's why chattis, which is din, is only a female korban, a female offering. Okay? So the Rikant explains why an ola has to be fully burnt. He says, acha ola kula kalil, has to be completely burnt. Velo hai reshut ledaba begufane, gufani, lehenot mimena. And it was, there's no permission for a person, physical, to benefit from it. Right? That means all the other korbanos, all the kohanim eat, all the Israel eats. Here, this is something which is in machshava, so there can't be any physical benefit from it. Has to be kulo kalil, has to be kulo... He's going to explain. Lefi shehevir ha-machshava behiru rab. He did his machshava in bad thinking. Min nefesh, from his nefesh, the bad thinking in his nefesh, because all of areas in the nefesh. Ad basa, in other words, he connected his machshava to his physicality by thinking hiru ra, right? Now he has to lashuv hakol ruach. In order to, since he brought his machshava, which is machshava is really that which is associated with his higher self, and he brought that to his physical self by thinking bad thoughts, bad thinkings, right? Desires or machshavas of taivas, right? He has bad thoughts, so did his higher level machshava to his physical self. Now he has to take that physical nefesh, which is associated with that machshava ra, and he has to make it kulo kalil. He has to associate back this physicality to kulo ruach. That's why the ola is completely burnt and becomes just ruach. Just, how you say, just ruach means just machshava. Right? The physical becomes completely burnt, i.e. the association of the mental to the physical, we're burning now the physical. We're not benefiting at all from the physical, so it becomes complete ruach. Right? We have no association to that korban with anything physical in the world. Yeah? That's what he's saying. Let me just finish here. L'shuva kol ruach, kamo sha'ita ika ha'avera baruch. Just as the ika ha'avera was in his ruach, was in his machshava, that's why we have to turn all of this from back to ruach. And we don't get benefits from it. That's why Chazal say it. Hirhure avera kashin ne avera. The hirhure avera is hard of avera. Any other korban, we can have benefit from it. Or the kohanim or us can have benefit from it. The ola, no benefit. Because hirhure avera is something more pnimi in a person. Something more inner in a person. He's pogem on a higher level. Okay? Yeah.
So for the ola is only for it's an impurity in your machshava.
So, you ask the question for nowadays, what's our kapara? Since the whole concept of the Mishkan is Hashrat Shechina, and Hashrat Shechina, I explained to you, is Kiruv LaTorah, all Richuk is Richuk from Torah.
All distancing.
All distancing is distancing from Torah. So nowadays, all our kaparas, all our things is Kiruv LaTorah. Yom Kippur is what is Matan Torah. Yom Slicha leKlal Yisrael is Kiruva leTorah. It's Kabbalah Satorah. So nowadays, if a person does, I should say, if you need to bring a Korban Ola, you read the Parasha of Ola, the Halachas of Ola, and that's Mitkaper. It's through Limud HaTorah. All our Kapparas, but you don't have to read the Parashas of Ola. That's not for us. For us, any Avera person does Chas V'Shalom, he's Mitkarev himself to Torah. Takes on more Torah, more learning, more Kiruva Hashem. Right? Motfilet for you is also connected to korbanos. That's what we do. That's halacha lemaisa for us. There's two things. It says in the, we read the smicha, the shachat at Ben Bakar, we explained the shrit, lefnei Hashem. Vikri bnei Aaron HaKohanim et Adam, vazarku et Adam al mizbeach saviv, asher petach oil moed. Right? Now, the zrichas Adam. The zrichas Adam is the throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach is the Ika Kapara. Also the Achilles HaKohanim is a Kapara. Kalim Ochlim, the essence of the atonement is the Zrikas Adam, because Dam hu benefesh. Dam is the nefesh of a person. So since the Avera is in the nefesh, the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach is a kapara of the nefesh behemis, the dam on nefesh. That's the reason also why a person doesn't eat dam. We don't eat dam because dam is associated with nefesh.
Wow.
When a person eats something which is dam, it's more physical. That's why even when we're over, even though we're allowed to eat meat, we're not allowed to eat the dam in the meat. That's why we do melech. We put salt on it to remove the dam, or just dam. There's an isser of dam. Chelev, right? Chelev is also a very important part of a hakrav of the korbanos. Chelev, if you understand, like fats. Fat, everyone, right? You know, everyone understands that if you don't have fats in your food, right? Nowadays it's trans fats, but you don't have fats in food, it doesn't taste nice. Fats associated with taivas. So that's why the bittel of a taivas is the sreifas achelev, the burning of the chelev, right? There's more details, but obviously don't have the time to explain all those details, but there's a chelev associated with the klayot yotzot, the kavet represents all the dam, is purified in the kavet. The kavet is the liver, has most of the dam, right?
When you say dam is
blood,
nefesh.
Yeah, that's Chazal says that.
That's it.
Chazal say nefesh hu badam, the nefesh of a person, that's in the dam of a person. That's the place, the seat of his nefesh. That's the place where the nefesh is mitchaber, it connects to the guf. Okay, so the zrikas dam represents the kaparas of the nefesh. That's why the ikka kapara is badam. Chelev is the hakrava, that's connected to the taivas. I'll explain how that was the taivas. And there's other parts which are associated also with that, but that we have to learn inside Bizarre if we manage. So the chattis, first I'll explain the chattis. The chattis is the sin offering, right? That's brought on maisa, which is yeshbo kares, right? You have kares, disconnection. And it's always in a keva. It's always a female. Because in a keva, as you know, in a keva represents malchus, right? Expression. Din de malchusa din. In a keva is associated female. I'm not going to explain that now, but I'm sure you know. Female is always associated with din. So the chattis represents tikkun of the din. The nefesh of the chattis is when a person does an avera ma'asit, an action, which is the worst sin, he does a lav sheyesh bo kores, right? There's mises based in, but then a person gets killed for those things, right? That's his kapara. But a kapara b'shogeg, right, is where it has kores, that chattis is mitkaper. Yeah. Female represents expression, right? Male represents potency. For potency to be expressed, you have to give barriers to it. Just as lahavdil, but it's the same. A woman, right? The zachar represents the essence, the DNA. The female represents the acceptance of that essence and a formulation of that essence, giving it form. Form is always associated with barriers, boundaries, right? You can't give form to something unless you bound it. If I take a piece of clay, right? How do I give it form? By giving it boundaries. I put make it into a cup, right? I give it boundaries. So it could be that piece of clay, it could be something else. It doesn't have to be a cup, it could be a vase. It could be, I don't know what, it could be a feature, right? It could be anything, right? The boundaries I give it, that gives it form, that gives it expression. So expression into a form is associated with din. That's why a female who's the express in the world is a thing which gives things boundaries. Kiviyachol, we're the female of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We bring Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzen into the world. So the way we individually bring it into the world is based on our character as an individual. That's also giving Kodesh Baruch Hu's form. It's giving him boundaries because we're bounded by our physical selves, the way we think, the way we act. And each person is his own individuality. That's giving Kodesh Baruch Hu form. So Kiviyachol, we're the female of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. Or a guf is the female of our neshama. However you want to describe it. You understand? That's why female is associated with din. Clear? Mm-hmm. Make sense? Din, the word din comes from dayo, sufficient. Din also means when you border something. Right? Dayo means sufficient. It goes up to here and no more. Boundaries is over your din. What makes me din to you? If I bound you, I can put you close to me. I can put you far from me. I'm allowing you to come in certain amount. I'm allowing you not to come in. I separate. Boundaries separate. Separation is din. Formulation means separation of another form. If I form into a cup, I can't form into a vase. So I'm giving it a specific form. It's just a piece of clay. Yeah?
Thank you so much.
Make sense? By the chattis explains this. The ola also is put in tzafon, but it's only because of the hekesh to the chattis. It says, v'shachat oto, and you shecht it, al yerech hamizbech sfona. you shecht it on the side of the Mizbech, on the Tzafon. Why does the Chatas have to be shechted on the northern side? So, we know from Anavi, towards Tisha B'Av, we read afterwards, Mehatzafon tipatach hara. The Rakanti says it. From Tzafon, from the northern side, comes Ra. So Ra is associated with northern. The Mizbeach is the side of Darom. It's put on the southern side. Southern is associated with Chesed. Northern is associated with Din. So the kapara of the chatas, the shechita of the chatas, has to be done b'mokum hadin, b'mokum hara. How does that work? So we know, remember when we went with Moshe Rabbeinu, that he put into the mayim ha-ma'arim, he put something which was bitter. Din is metakin din. We're taking the chatas, which is in a keva, which is din, and din is metakin din in the northern side, which represents din. How does din metakin din? Right? Fix. How does din metakin din? How does din fix din? Because we're saying this chatas, we're doing a maisa to this chatas, we do the smich and everything. This nefesh behemis, which is associated with the person, is being shechted with all the albanisus basin, the mokum adin. We're giving his nefesh behemis din. And through that, that's mekaper for him, that's atones for him, and that's how din is mekapa din. By giving the person his nefesh behemis through his smicha, like we were saying before, we give him and we shecht him b'mokum atzafon, we're mekapa his din, by giving his nefesh behemis the din of the arba mitzvos based din through his vidui. Yeah? So Aaron said a nice vort here. Aaron said that all averas is going out of our boundaries. Right? And since we go out of our boundaries, we have to put ourselves back into our boundaries. That's what it means. Din is metakin din. That the putting back into the boundaries, the taking our nefesh behemis and putting it within the boundaries of ourself, right? Bounding it through din, that's what's metakin din. Okay, I hear, very nice. The question was asked, what about all the sacrifices of the korbanos, of the moadim, of the chagim and everything? Every moed and every chag, it comes to us because of certain things. Like the seer of Rosh Chodesh is against the Mechiras Yosef. Everything, all the chagim, each chag is associated with Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Right? Everything in the chagim, every aspect of the chagim is bringing that influence of the chag, and that influence of the chag comes to us because of something that happened to the others which needs to be fixed with those korbanos achag, or the influence which comes from the korbanos, which is associated with that chag. So there is a concept of kapara. The concept of kapara is that chag brings a certain influence to Klal Yisrael, which was brought on through the avos, like Yetziat Mitzrayim comes from the chet, according to the Ramban, of Avram Avinu, who went into Egypt. That's why Klal Yisrael went into Egypt. So Pesach is associated with that. How that's mekapa, the korban Pesach, that we have to learn when we get to korban Pesach.
But you,
all holidays, every korban means karov. You have to come close to that influence which is associated with that chag. The tamid was a korban sibul. The tamid of the shacha was mekaper on the averis of Klal Yisrael at night. The korbanos, right, from the previous day. The Tamid Ben Arbayim was Mekaper from the Averis of Klal Yisrael, the whole of the Korban Sibbu, the Korban for the whole Jewish people, of the Averis of during the day. So all Korbanos is a Korban, Korov to the Nun. That means there's a distance that we have to make closer. Okay? The Chatas offering we eat is because since the Avera, the Ola we don't eat because it's all Machshava. So it's not associated with our behema, our nefesh behemis, our animalistic self. The chatas offering is associated with the animalistic self, with an action. So therefore there has to be a kapara in action. So the action of kapara is the kahanim eat, right? The kahanim eat, and that's mekaper, just as the dam is mekaper with the ola. The dam is nizrak ala mizbeach, that's more associated with machshava, the machshava of the avera, right? The nefesh behemi is associated with the dam. And then there's the eating of the kahane, which is associated with the action. So we need to do an action to be mitkaper. Now, that's only zichri kahuna can eat the chatas, only male kahanim. Male, again we say, represents chesed. Male is chesed, female is din. The male is mekaper the din. So we have a synthesis. Female, the chatas is a female. It's a female korban. The male zichri kahuna, the kohanim represent amud emsai, represent das, because they're the people who connect the lower world to the higher world through the korbanos. That's what they represent. That's what the kohanim represent. So their eating has to balance out din with chesed. So they, the zichri kahuna, who represent male, that represents the midah of chesed, eat the female offering, and there's a synthesis of chesed and din. Okay? Off. We're going to speak about the off. So the off says, im min ha'off ola korbanos. So we're speaking about the off, which is an ola. Lashem v'kriv min ha'torim or min ha'bnei yona et korbano. You bring the torim and bnei yona. The same, right? So you bring these offerings, these bird offerings. So the Rakanti explains that the bird offering is associated with the eagle. It's a kapara of the eagle. The eagle which represents in the arbor, right? Now I'm going to explain the other two. The other two isn't represented as korban. The other two is the Aryeh and the man. Where did those come? Aryeh is the lion and the man. Where does those sense? So it's written in the Gemara that the Eish on the Mazbeach, when it was taken out, looked, was like a lion. In Bayis Rishon, it was like a lion. So that's where the Aryeh, and the Rekanti explains, in Bayis Sheni, there was a Yerida to Klal Yisrael, because the Pnimius of there was a lowness of Klal Yisrael. The Bayis Sheni was only the Chitzonius, the outer temple. The inner temple was only Bayis Rishon. So the fire on the Mizbeach was the fire of a kelev, of a dog. Mm. That was a much lower level. If anyone understands, the association of the kelev is association of din and ra in the world. So the Aryeh represents Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the Gur Aryeh represents Yehuda, and the kelev, if you understand, Amalek, the kelev, Tishlechun, that's the ra in the world. So we lost our pnimius. We lost the Malchus that was supposed to be the Gal in the Beis HaMikdash. But if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael, you lose, then it's represented. That's why we didn't have the Urim, the Tumim, in the second Bayit Sheni, right? That's why Sinas Chinam was the reason for the destruction of the second, the Pnimis of Klal Yisrael, the label Klal Yisrael was Nifgam. But okay, we're not going there now. Okay, so now, that's where the Aryeh, the Tikkun of the Aryeh. The Adam, where is the Tikkun of Adam? That's the Kohen HaMakriv. He's the Adam who's Makriv. So all aspects of the Hanhaga, which are Kodesh Baruch Hu, which was separated from us through a person's sin, is fixed through the Hakravas of the Korban. The Aryeh and the Eish, the Mizbeach, that burns it. The Kohen HaMakriv is the Adam. And each Behemah, if it's Behemah, it's the Shor. If it's an Off, it's the Nesha. Right? Mm. Right? So this is Tikkun of the Nesha. So that's what he says. Now, here we have an interesting thing. We have here, V'ikriva kohen el ha-mizbeach u'malak et rosho. There's a certain, it didn't call Malika. Malika is done with the kohen has a thumb, and he has a very long nail in his thumb. Like you see with people do Mila, they have a very long nail on their thumb, and he used to shecht the animal, mimul orpo, right? Rosh v'iktira mizbecha, he used to be mul opo, the back of his neck, he used to shecht it, and he couldn't shecht it with a, you can't shecht it with a sucking, right, with a knife. Okay, so the reason is, whatever we can do without a knife, because knife represents midas adin, right, and a tziporin, if we understand, a nail also is midas adin, right, but it's a less form of din. Knife is more of a din. So whenever we can do tziporim, we can do it. An animal you can't shecht with your nail. This is what Rakanti says. But you can shecht it, you can only shecht it with a knife, so therefore you have to do it with a knife. An off you can do with a nail, so you do it with a nail. So, but and that's the same concept as din is metakin din. Now I'm going to read you the Rakanti and hopefully explain a little bit of it. Amnam, however, right? Hamalika remez ki hu pana et el Hashem. He turned round from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Orif, his back, velo panim, didn't give his face to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person doesn't obey, it's as if he's not, Kodesh Baruch Hu's not in the world. I'm here, Kodesh Baruch Hu's not here. He's turning his back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'lechein tzarech malchus me'en chet o. He requires malchus, which is on his back, right? Me'en chet o.
Lashes
like his chet. Malchus is Loshen Malika, right? Loshen Malika. V'zeh tam ki Am kasher. You am kasher oref. You're turning your back, chas v'shalom, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'misod ha-tzirponoim tavid zeh. And the deep secret of nails, you'll understand it. This from this place. V'tavid ma'atam tzirponoim ma'pilin et ha'isha. Why nails, when you cut your nails, they cause a woman to lose her child. U'besod ha-avdali be'eb gzeres Hashem. We'll explain this. Bezal Hashem. Maybe we'll have time, I'll explain it. Or Efsha, ki inin hamalika, shalola nif bazal al korban. I said, not to put bazal al korban. Okay, we did that already. Now I'm going to explain. So the malika actually hurts much, much more than a sakin hurts. A sakin goes through. So that's why the malika is like malchus. It's whipping the person. When you give malchus, the whip of malchus is to bring the person back into shape, to tell him to come back, right? Every Yom Kippur we get Malkus, you know, we go to Mikveh, not hard, but you get Malkus. Malkus is on a love, right? So the Malkus to bring you back into shape. It's like, you know, Kiviyachol, when you whip a chariot, like, you whip the horses, what are you doing? You're directing them. So the Malika is to be give you Malkus on your back so that you'll be poneh upon him. You come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to direct you back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Malika. Now, what's this concept of Tzirponaim? What's this concept of nails? And why does it cause a hapala of an isha? Right? So if you understand what... I'll go into this?
I think we're just running really short on time.
There's a class now? Okay, sorry. So we stop then.
Oh, nails. Oh.